probably going to notice a lot more empty desks around the office in the coming weeks as folks check out, whether for vacation, use it or lose it policies that companies have, even sick days. And how many people do take a sick day when they're not actually sick? How prevalent is that? Bonnie Harvey is a workplace culture expert. Is that pretty prevalent, Bonnie? Folks who call in sick, they're not actually sick? I would think so.
I think it really depends on the company culture and how the sick leave policy is set up in the first place, Joe. There doesn't have to be a lot of people calling in sick if, for instance, you bank the sick leave and you combine it with personal time off, or if it rolls over. The thing is that people don't want to lose out on getting paid for a day off. And if they're not sick and it's getting towards the end of the year and they're going to lose all their sick pay, well, then of course they're going to want to do something about it. So change the company culture. Let it roll over or let it go into personal time off. That's what I would do.
So you think use it or lose it policies these companies have do more harm than good when it comes to getting their employees to report on time and you know, all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That, and also if people understand that they're part of a team, that their company relies on them, then they're more likely to show up for work and be really ready to get out there and do a good job. Certainly you don't want anybody to be showing up when they are sick. There's other companies that will pay you for sick time that you don't use. Well, that does encourage employees to churn up at the office even when they are sick. And we don't want that either. That's going to make everyone in the office sick, of course.
Bonnie, how about a company's bosses who, and some do, I guess, I'm not sure many people do, but checking up on their employees during the day just to kind of find out if they're being honest about it. Many companies do that, and is that a good idea if they do?
Well, that's kind of a tough one. It's like putting a cop on every block just so you can, you know, prevent crime. And I don't know that it's going to prevent anything. You're certainly going to embarrass the employee if they don't pick up the phone or if they sound very cheerful, I suppose, if you're going to be calling. You can check social media and see if they're posting about this great hike they're taking in the hills or whatever. But then you're faced with confronting them, and then what are you going to do? Are you going to fire them? It's kind of hard to make them stand in the corner for any period of time. That's not going to work. So what are you going to do? I go back to just setting up the culture in the office in the best way to make it the most conducive for the person to be excited about work when they are there by knowing they're part of the team, or to be able to bank their sick time. You don't want to force people to try to take advantage of time if they're going to lose it by coming, by showing up sick, or either that or by not calling in when they really are sick, but calling in when they just want a day off. Maybe during the holidays, when this happens more frequently, employers might think about offering their staff some extra time off.
Yeah, that's a good idea, especially this time of year, cutting into December, when the weather gets rough, like the kind of weather we're going to get here over the next couple of days, and folks take a day off from work, use it as a sick day, and maybe do some Christmas shopping, too, before Christmas hits. Bonnie Harvey, she works in a workplace culture job, how folks tend to call in sick when they're really not.